Well, it's 8:09 here on Connect FM, and one of my favorite new segments that we've added, our Ask the Expert segment, where I get to hang out with Brian O'Korn from O'Korn Insurance and Financial Services. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brittany.
Hey.
Brittany, I've been thinking, before we get started, we need a name for this segment.
That's
you know,
true.
I mean, it's only a few moments and it's about insurance, which is really just about, you know, risk management.
Okay.
So,
I think I have an idea.
Yes.
Risk management moment.
Brittany, that is brilliant. This is our risk management moment. And today's tip for our risk management moment is going to be very simply, Brittany, to take an inventory.
Okay.
See, last week we talked about homeowners insurance, and homeowners insurance covers more than just your house, just the structure and the building. It also covers your belongings.
Yeah, your things.
Absolutely. And renter's insurance most certainly covers your belongings because that's the main thing that it covers.
Right.
And one of the first things that any insurance company is going to ask you in the case of a loss is, what did you lose? They're going to ask you to write down what things that you lost and eventually try and determine a value for them so that they can pay you. And let me tell you, that is not easy in the midst of everything that goes on around a loss, particularly if it's a big one.
Wow. Honestly, and don't get offended whenever I say this, but it seems kind of boring, kind of tedious to write down everything in my home.
Oh, absolutely. The most basic thing is to just like write it down, is to get a word processor, get a, you know, get a spreadsheet. But you're right. I think one of the reasons that no one does it is because it's kind of a pain.
Yeah.
But I have a better idea. One of the things that I share with my clients all the time is to take pictures or a video. Use your camera, or even better, a modern phone, any smartphone. We all know they have cameras and videos. And just take pictures of every room in the house, or better yet, do a video.
Yeah.
Stand in the middle of the room, do a 360-degree view, open up your cupboards, open up your closets, open up your drawers. And that way, you don't have to count every dress in the cupboard or, you know, every fishing pole on the wall, but you have pictures of them.
And that sounds a lot easier.
Most certainly. And when you have those pictures, those can jog your memory if you need them to when the time comes.
All right. That is a great tip because I know you probably have your phone in your hand anyway, so you might as well do this. Brian, do you have any stories about where this actually maybe it literally helped?
I'll tell you what, I do. It's helped me. Unfortunately, my wife and I lost our camper. It burnt to the ground a couple years ago. This building that it was stored in burnt to the ground, and so did the camper.
Yeah.
And when it came time to figure out all the gear that we had in it, we were racking our brains trying to figure out, you know, what we lost. Was it in the garage or was it in the camper? And what saved our bacon on that day was that we had pictures of the interior, and we were able to go through all of the pictures and keep track of the things that we lost. And let me tell you, there was more stuff in that camper once we looked at the pictures than there was from our own memories.
Yeah.
So it was very, very useful. And I will say this, when you do the video and the picture, store it someplace safe. Don't just leave it on your phone because that might become part of the loss. Or if you're like me, you may just lose your phone. So you want to remember to take that, make that record, take that inventory, store it somewhere safe.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry about the camper, but boy, it's quite a benefit for other people to be able to hear about that experience and hopefully save themselves some heartache as well.
Absolutely. So for this risk management moment, today's tip in summary is take a minute, take an inventory, and just store it somewhere safe.
Oh, I love this. Okay, so we learned something and we came up with a name.
Absolutely. It's been a good week, Brittany.
Hey, thanks so much for coming in to visit. And that has been officially your risk management moment with Brian O'Korn, O'Korn Insurance and Financial Services. Thanks again.